Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
The verse today is Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 13th chapter, 45th verse. Good? No? That's what you told me? That's the verse you said?
45. 今天呢，我们阅读《圣典国家瓦坛》第一篇第13章的第45节诗。
Jahi
Jahi
Anga
Anga
Vaiklavyam
Vaiklavyam
Ajnana
Ajnana
Kritam
Kritam
Atmana
Atmana
Katam
Katam
Tu
Tu
Anata
Anata
Kripana
Kripana
Vartaran
Vartaran
Te
Te
Cha
Cha
Mam
Vina
Tasmaja Yanga Vaiklavyam
Tasmaja
Yanga Vaiklavyam
Tasmaja Yanga Vaiklavyam
Agyana Kritam Atmana
Agyana
Agyana Kritam Atmana
Agyana Kritam Atmana
Katam Tvanata Kripana
Katam
Tvanata Kripana Vatyaram Stichamam Vina Vartiram sticham vina Tasmasya hyanga vaiklavyam Agyana kritam atmana Katam tvanata kripana Vatyaram sticham vina Tasmasya hanga vaiklavyam Agyana kritam atmana Katam tvanata kripana Vatyaram sticham vina
Asmacha atma vikravyam
Asmacha atma vikravyam
kritam atmanah.
Ajnana kritam atmanam.
Katam tva anatta kripana.
Katam tva anatta kripana.
Varte ramste chamam vina.
Varte ramste chamam vina.
OK， 我今天就念到这儿，因为要不然他们没有时间做。
Tasmat，
所以，
所以。
Jahi，
放弃，
放弃。
Anga，
国王啊，
国王啊。
Vaiklavyam，
心烦意乱，
心烦意乱。
Agyana，
Agyana， 愚昧，
愚昧。
Kritam，
Kritam， 由于，
由于。
Atmana，
Atmana， 你自己的，
你自己的。
Katam，
Katam， 如何，
如何。
Tu，
Tu，
但，
但。Anatta，
Anatta， 无助的，
无助的。
Kripana，
Kripana。可怜的生物，
可怜的生物。
Varteran，
Varteran， 能够生存，
能够生存。
Te，
Te，
他们，
他们。
Cha，
Cha，
也，
也。
Mam，
Mam， 我，
我。
Vina，
Vina， 没有，
没有。
Therefore give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking of how they who are helpless, poor creatures will exist without you.
译文，所以停止你因为对自我无知而有的焦虑吧。你现在想，那些无力照顾自己的可怜生物，如何没有你该，如果没有你该如何活下去？
Purport. When we think of our kith and kin as being helpless and dependent on us, it is all due to ignorance.
要指，正是因为愚昧，我们才会以为我们的家人、朋友无力照顾自己，需要依靠我们的照顾。
Every living creature is allowed all protection by the order of the Supreme Lord in terms of one's acquired position in the world.
至尊主根据每一个生物体在这个世界得到的地位，相应的给予所有的保护。
The Lord is known as Bhuta Brit, one who gives protection to all living beings.
至尊主被称为众生的保护者 ，Bhuta Brit.
One should discharge his duties only, for no one but the Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else.
由于除了至尊主。没人能保护任何人，我们应该只履行自己的职责。
This is explained more clearly in the following verse.
对此，下面的诗中将有更明确的解释。
I might also read the following verse too.
所以我呢就要读下面的诗文了。
Kala kama gunadino deho yam pancha bautika katam anyam stukopayet sarpa grasto yataparam.This gross material body made of five elements is already under the control of eternal time, kala, action, karma, and the modes of material nature, guna. How then can it, being already in the jaws of the serpent, protect others?
这个就下一节的诗文，这个由五种元素构成的粗造躯体，本就受永恒时间 kala, 活动 karma,和物质自然孤纳的控制，那么自己已经在毒蛇口中的人，怎么可能去保护他人呢
？Report. The world's movements for freedom through political, economic, social, and cultural propaganda can do no benefit to anyone, for they are controlled by superior power.
为争取，
Well, I finished the sentence. What should I do? A conditioned living being is under the full control of material nature.
Okay. 为争取自由而靠政治、经济、社会和文化宣传所展开的世界运动，对任何人都没有帮助，因为一切都由更高的力量所控制。
Conditioned living beings under the full control of material nature represented by eternal time and activities under the dictation of different modes of nature.
受制约的灵魂完全被物质自然所控制，物质自然则以永恒时间和在各种自然属性指挥下的活动为代表。
There are three material modes of nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance.
物质自然属性分善良、激情和愚昧三种。
Unless one is situated in the mode of goodness, one cannot see things as they are.
人除非处在善良属性的影响下，否则看不到事情的真相。
The passionate and the ignorant cannot even see things as they are.
受激情和愚昧属性的影响，人根本无法看清真相。
Therefore, a person who is passionate and ignorant cannot direct his activities on the right path.
所以受激情和愚昧属性影响的人无法按正确的方式活动。
Only the man in the quality of goodness can help to a certain extent.
只有受善良属性影响的人才能在一定的程度上帮助自己和他人。
Most persons are passionate and ignorant, and therefore their plans and projects can hardly do any good to others.
绝大多数人处在激情和愚昧属性的影响下，因此他们制定的计划很难对他人有帮助。
Above the modes of nature is eternal time, which is called kala, because it changes the shape of everything in the material world.
在自然属性之上的是永恒的时间，它因为改变物质世界里一切事物的表现形式而被称为 kala。
Even if we are able to do something temporarily beneficial, time will see that the good project is frustrated in the course of time.
即使我们能够做一些暂时有好处的事情，到时也会看到再好的规划也会随时间的流逝而以失败而告终。
The only thing possible to be done is to get rid of eternal time, kala, which is compared to kala sarpa, or the cobra snake, whose bite is always lethal.
唯一可行的事情是摆脱永恒时间的控制。永恒的时间被比喻为是咬人足以致命的眼镜蛇。
No one can be saved from the bite of a cobra.
没有人呢可以最后躲开眼镜蛇的伤害。
The best remedy for getting out of the clutches of the cobra-like kala or its integrity, the modes of nature, is bhakti yoga, as it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 14.26.
佛家梵歌第十四章的第二十六节诗告诉我们，要想摆脱眼镜蛇般的时间的钳制，清除物质自然属性的影响，最好的方法是练奉爱瑜伽。
The highest professional project of philanthropic activities is to engage everyone in the act of preaching bhakti yoga all over the world, because that alone can save the people from the control of maya, or the material nature represented by kala, karma, and guna, as described above.
慈善活动中最完美的项目是让大家都参与在全世界弘扬奉爱瑜伽的活动，因为唯有奉爱瑜伽才能把人们从诗中描述的以永恒时间活动和自然属性为代表的错觉能量的钳制中解放出来。
The Bhagavad Gita 14.26 confirms this definitely.
佛家梵歌第十四章的第二十六节诗中明确地证实了这一点。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmiritamina Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namaha Hukam Karoti Vachalam Angum Langayate Gari Yakripata Mahamande Shri Gurundim Tanama Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pastya Chade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gauravaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I didn't pick this verse. It was.
他说我没有选这节诗，这个是因为我们自己在上课的时候，我们。
It's not that I selected a particular message today to give to you and pick this verse.
这个并不是说我自己选了一些今天要讲的什么内容，然后就跟你们讲。
I thought I should preface this lecture by that.
我是。
I thought I should say that first, so everyone wouldn't understand.
那我觉得我应该先把这个这一点把它声明了，这样的话大家能明白。我不是故意选料跟大家说。
The verse picked me.
实际上是诗这个拣选了他。And
I was told it's the verse, next verse coming up in a series of verses the devotees here have been studying.
他说我被告知说是这边的奉献者呢，现在就是。
Nonetheless, this verse and these two verses we just read are very good, instructive verses.
但是不管怎么样，今天的这两节诗呢，都给了我们很好的这个教育的内容。They
were spoken by Narada Muni to Yudhisthira Maharaj.
这个呢是由 Narada Muni 跟 Yudhisthira 王在讲的话。
Earlier in the chapter, it is described how Vidura returned to the Hastinapur.
在这一章的开始的时候就谈到，维多拉呢回到了哈斯提纳普尔的他们的家。
Vidura had quit the palace of his family and went on places of pilgrimage.
那个维多拉呢，曾经就是离开了他们的那个王族的那个宫殿，然后呢，到其他的地方去朝圣去了。And
Vidura was the brother of Dhritarashtra.
那维多拉呢是 Dhritarashtra 的弟弟。
And Dhritarashtra was the heir to the throne, but because he was blind, he could not be the rule the kingdom.
那Dhritarashtra因为他天生是个瞎子，所以他没有办法去这个继承王位。And
as we know from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra was more favorable towards his own sons headed by Duryodhana than he was to the Pandavas.
那么这个我们从国家梵歌、国家梵往事书以及 Mahabharata 里头，我们了解的那个历史的事实就是，这个 Dhritarashtra 虽然他不能够继承王位，但是呢，他特别希望自己的儿子以 Duryodhana 为首的一百个儿子能够去继承王位，而不是让潘度的孩子，也就是Yudhisthira 他们继承王位。And
Vidura, being very saintly by nature, had previously tried to instruct his brother to give up Duryodhana.
那么呢，维多拉他是一个非常神圣的圣洁的人物，所以他一开始呢就试图劝说 Dhritarashtra 把这个 Duryodhana 因为那个儿子不好，所以把他放弃掉。
Because Duryodhana was very envious of the Pandavas.
因为杜尤旦特别的嫉妒潘德拉五兄弟。
He was envious of Krishna.
他呢嫉妒 Krishna.
And Vidura tried to convince Dhritarashtra that there would be no good future if you keep on supporting your son Duryodhana.
那所以呢，维多拉就跟追查尔说，如果你不断的支持你的儿子杜尤旦的话，今后是没有希望的。
He even referred to Duryodhana as offense personified.
而且呢，就是他叫这个杜尤旦叫做是罪恶的这个人物。
That's a pretty
体现。
Heavy labeled.
啊，那这个说几句话，这么样的去称呼土鲁丹是相当严怎么说严厉的一个给他贴了一个标签吧。
To be known as the personification of all offenses.
啊，我们知道所有的罪恶的一个人物的体现。
And he was trying to instruct Gerard to please give him up.
所以呢，韦杜拉试图就是劝说 Dhritarashtra 说的，你把这个儿子放弃了吧。
Duryodhana was present during this discussion.
当他们两个人在谈话的时候 ，Duryodhana 是在现场的。
It's not that it was behind closed doors. Duryodhana got to hear for himself how his uncle thought of him. It's not that it was behind closed doors. Duryodhana got to hear for himself what his uncle thought of him.
那个 Duryodhana 当时是现场就在那儿，也就是韦杜拉他是当着 Duryodhana 的面说这个话，而不是 Duryodhana 藏在门背后听到他的这个叔叔说他什么坏话，不是这样。
And Duryodhana became very furious.
所以当时 Duryodhana 变得非常非常的愤怒。
And he demanded that Vidura be kicked out of the palace. We've been supporting him. We've been all along, but kick him out of the palace and leave him with only his breath.
啊，所以呢，当时那个杜尤旦特别的愤怒，他就说啊，我们维持了这个韦杜拉在我们的宫殿里头的生活，我们给了他一切，结果他是这样的一个为人，我们应该把他给踢出这个宫殿，最后让他什么都不剩下，只剩下呼吸。
In other words, Vidura, being the brother of Dhritarashtra, he had full access to many of the benefits of the kingdom.
嗯，也就是说呢，韦都拉因为他是 Dhritarashtra 的这个兄弟，所以他呢享受了这个王国的里面的各种各样的生活设施。
But Duryodhana said no. If he's kicked out, the only thing he can take with him is his breath.
啊，但是杜尤旦当时就说了，如果我们把他给赶出宫殿的话，那么唯一留给他的，他能够带走的就是他的呼吸。
Now Vidura, because we said he was saintly by nature.
嗯，那当然了，我们知道韦杜拉他本性就是特别的圣洁。
Vidura actually was thinking how wonderful the illusory energy is working.
啊，所以呢，韦杜拉想的就是，哎呀，这个错觉能量的这样的运作是多么的奇妙啊！
He was seeing the great power of the illusory energy and how it was acting on Duryodhana.
啊，他就看到错觉能量的这种强大的作用是如何在 Duryodhana 身上在起作用的。
Because he knew that Duryodhana could never be successful in his efforts.
嗯，因为实际上韦杜拉知道 Duryodhana他的努力永远都不会成功。
Because Duryodhana was not only envious of the Pandavas, but he was envious of Krishna.
因为这个 Duryodhana 他不仅仅是在嫉妒他的老五兄弟，他也在嫉妒 Krishna.
And because the Pandavas were great devotees, always fully dependent upon Krishna, they would have to be successful.
啊，所以呢，那个潘德瓦五兄弟他们因为是 Krishna 的奉献者，他们总是依靠 Krishna, 所以。
So he was seeing how the illusory energy is working to destroy Duryodhana.
啊，所以他就可以看到这个错觉能量它是如何的在起作用，完全是把这个 Duryodhana 给摧毁了。
Ultimately, to destroy the whole Kaurava army.
而且呢，不仅仅是摧毁他，也摧毁了整个的 Kaurava 家族的所有的军事力量。
Who were composed of also the sons of Dhritarashtra. The Kauravas. Sons of Dhritarashtra, the Kauravas. Gandhari had 100 sons.
对 ，Kaurava 指的就是 Dhritarashtra 和 Gandhari 生的100个儿子。
They would all be destroyed.
所有的这些个人最后都会被摧毁。
So he saw how the illusory energy was working in relationship to Duryodhana.
所以呢，他就看到这个错觉能量是如何的在这个 Duryodhana 的相关的这些个关系里头在起作用。
And he saw how the illusory energy was also working for him.
而且呢，他也看到那个错觉能量是如何在自己身上起作用。
Because he was thinking, this is it. I've been kicked out of the palace.I didn't want to be here anyways.
啊，所以呢，他就是看到，他就想着说， OK， 到此为止了。反正我没有想在这个宫殿里继续待下去。
I've been staying here out of familial obligation to my family.
啊，我之所以在这个地方一直停留，是因为我对我的这个家庭有着各种各样不可推卸的责任。
But now that you lose by through the agency of looser energy, I'm taking it as the will of the Supreme Lord.
啊，那现在呢，由这个错觉能量的代表做出这样的决定，那么我把这个决定视为是至尊人的安排，对我的安排。
Maya works one way for the conditioned souls who are forgetful of Krishna.
啊，这个错觉能量呢，一方面它作用于受制约的灵魂，让受制约的灵魂遗忘至尊主 Krishna 的存在。
She keeps them bound in the material world.
然后呢，就把他们一直不断把这些受制约的灵魂一直不断的捆绑在物质世界里。
And forces to experience suffering repeatedly, birth after birth after birth.
然后强迫所有这些受制约的灵魂在物质世界里一生复一生的轮回，不断的去体验各种各样的痛苦。
But Maya works in a different way for Krishna's devotees.
但是呢，错觉能量呢，对于 Krishna 的奉献者，他就起的作用就是另外一种方式了。
And Vidura was seeing how Maya was working in his favor.
所以呢，维多尔就看到玛雅是如何的起作用，是起的这个作用是帮助他自己的。
I've been kicked out of the palace.
我现在被踢出这个宫殿。
So he decided to travel on places of pilgrimage.
所以他就决定去各个圣地去朝圣。
And to absorb his consciousness in divine consciousness.
然后让自己的这个意识完全去啊专注于至尊意识。
My obligation towards the palace, the royal palace, the royal family, has been severed by Maya.
嗯，所以现在呢，我该为这个皇宫、为这个宫殿、家庭所承担的所有的责任，现在被Maya就给切断了。
And therefore, Maya is helping him to actually achieve what he really wants to accomplish.
所以呢，他看到的是玛雅是怎么样的在帮助他，让他实现自己的愿望。
This is something a very important point also to understand.
这也是我们要了解的非常重要的一个重点。
Because sometimes when we hear about the power of the illusory energy,
因为有的时候当我们听到这个错觉能量的这种力量的时候，
we always think that Maya is out to get us, to destroy us.
啊，我们总是在想说这错觉能量一直不断的想要把我们控制起来，要把我们给毁了。
But for a devotee, Maya is helping us.
但实际上作为奉献者的话呢，玛雅是在帮助奉献者。
Because the devotee knows the power of the illusory energy.
因为奉献者知道错觉能量的力量。
And when the illusory energy is testing the devotee of the Lord, the devotee sees Maya for who she is.
啊，那么当这个错觉能量在考验 Krishna 的奉献者的时候，奉献者能够清楚的知道玛雅她是谁。
She's pushing me to take shelter of Krishna.
啊，他如果有正确的理解说，这个错觉能量玛雅正在把我推向 Krishna， 让我们更多的脱避于 Krishna.
Maya's a servant of Krishna.
啊，因为玛雅错觉能量是 Krishna 的仆人。
How can a servant of Krishna act in a malicious way towards a devotee of Krishna?
啊，所以呢，既然是 Krishna 的仆人，他怎么可能对于Krishna 的奉献者去伤害他们呢？不可能。
She's a very good servant of Krishna.
这个 Maya 错觉能量实际上是 Krishna 的一个非常优秀的奉献者。
Krishna says, Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Maya is working under my direction.
啊，所以呢 ，Krishna 在博迦梵歌里就说了 ，Maya 错觉能量是在我的指导下在作用。
And Krishna also says, Divi Asha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Dharachiya. Maya is my Maya, my illusory energy.
然后 Krishna 在另一个地方就说了 ，Maya 错觉能量是我的能量，是我的错觉能量。
This divine energy of the three modes of material nature is very difficult to overcome.
这个由物质自然三种属性所组成的物质能量是难以跨越的。
But one who surrenders to me can easily cross beyond it.
但是脱避于我的人能够轻易的跨越。
Because Maya works under Krishna's direction.
因为 Maya 是在 Krishna 的指导下。
When the living entity turns from Maya and takes shelter of Krishna.
啊，当这个受制约的灵魂他背对了 Maya 去转向 Krishna 的时候，
Krishna says to Maya, "Leave him alone."
Krishna 就跟 Maya 就说：“好了，不要再惹他了，不要再惹他了。”
He He's taken shelter of me.
他已经托庇于我了。
Right? Because we can only take shelter of Krishna or Maya.
因为实际上我们的生存就是两种，要么就是托庇于 Maya， 要么就是托庇于 Krishna.
That's our choice.
这个是我们的选择。
We don't have a lot of other choices.
我们没有太多的选择。
In fact, we don't have any other choices.
实际上我们根本就没有什么选择。
Either we take shelter of Krishna or we take shelter of Maya.
我们要不然就是托庇于 Krishna， 要不然就是托庇于错觉能量 Maya.
And when the living entity says, who's tested by Maya, says, no, I want Krishna.
那当这个受制约的灵魂受到 Maya 的这个考验的时候，那个灵魂本身就说了，不，我不想要，我想要 Krishna.
So Krishna says, Maya, okay.It belongs to me now.
然后 Krishna 就跟这个时候 Krishna 呢就跟 Maya 说了 ，OK， 现在可以了，它属于我了。
So for Dura, he thought Maya is working very wonderful for me. She's given me all facility now to completely devote myself to spiritual practices.
所以呢 ，Dura 这个时候遇到了这样的一个事情的时候，他的想法就是说，哎呀，这个 Maya 真的是太好了！你看看他这样帮助我，让我最后能够不用再履行这些个尘世的事物了，而能够在灵性的生活中取得进步。
So Vidura just left the palace.
所以韦杜尔就离开了宫殿。
He dropped the bow at the doorstep of the palace, and he just.Immediately left and began wandering about like a mendicant.
他就是把他的弓扔在了宫殿的那个门槛那个地方，然后就离开了。
In the course of his travels, he met Maitreya Rishi.
所以呢，在他朝圣的路途当中，他就遇到了这个圣人麦吹亚。
And both Vidura and Maitreya heard transcendental instructions from Uddhava.
那麦吹亚和韦杜拉两个人呢，共同的聆听了乌达瓦的这种超然的信息。
Uddhava was an associate of the Lord, a very close associate of the Lord.
乌达瓦是至尊主的亲密的同伴。
And the whole Yadu dynasty, including Krishna, at that time had already departed from this world.
那个时候就是。整个的亚杜王朝包括 Krishna 已经都离开了地球了。
Now this was much later.
这个是后来的事情。
Vidura had been traveling for quite some time on pilgrimage.
因为那个 Vidura 其实他离开宫殿以后，他去朝圣很长很长的时间。
When Vidura left the palace, it was before the battle of Kurukshetra.
Vidura 在离开宫殿的那个时候， Kurukshetra 战争还没有发生呢。
But after Vidura spoke to Maitreya, and he heard many transcendental subjects from him, which are outlined in actually in the third and fourth cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么韦杜拉后来就是离开宫殿去朝圣，后来遇到了圣人麦吹亚，从麦吹亚那儿聆听了很多很多超然的这个内容。那么这些个内容呢，都是基本上记载在第三篇和第四篇当中。
Vidura then.Returned to Hastinapur.
然后后来韦杜拉就是朝圣结束以后回到哈斯提纳普。
And this was after the battle of Kurukshetra.
这个时候，那个库鲁柴特战争已经都结束了。
When all the sons of Dhritarashtra had been killed in the battle of Kurukshetra.
那这个时候呢，就是Dhritarashtra 的一百个儿子都已经在战场上被消灭了。
And he saw that Dhritarashtra.Was living in Yudhishthira's palace.
他当时就看到 Dhritarashtra 是生活在这个 Yudhishthira 王的宫殿里。
He'd grown old.
而且呢，那个 Dhritarashtra 已经变老了。
He said, "You're living just like a household dog in the palace of your family."
然后他就跟这个 Dhritarashtra 说，你就像一个住在家里头的老狗一样。
Look at you, your teeth are rotting, they're falling out of your face.
你看看你，你看你那牙都松动了，一个一个都掉下来了。
Your liver is not working properly.
你的肝脏也没有，也运作不正常了。
You're getting very old.
你现在已经老了。
And you're just living like a dog, eating the scraps of your family members in the palace.
然后呢，你现在就像一条狗一样的，然后就是。寄人篱下，住在别人的宫殿里头，吃别人给你的一些个施舍给你的食物。
Now previously, Dhritarashtra couldn't hear anything Vidura had to tell him.
在这个事情发生之前，觉迟拉舍无论这个韦多尔跟他说什么，他都听不进去。
Because Dhritarashtra was driven by his deep attachments to his sons.
因为 Dhritarashtra 那个时候他是这个对自己的儿子特别的依恋，他所做的一切都是为他自己的儿子做的。
But now all his sons were dead and gone.
但是现在他所有的儿子们全部都死了。
Although he acted against the Pandavas again and again by favoring his sons, now he was living in their palace.
尽管在战争开始之前，他一直不断的为了支持他的儿子，不停的跟这个潘德瓦五兄弟作对，但是现在他却住在人家潘德瓦五兄弟的宫殿。
And Vidura was trying to tell him, "Aren't you embarrassed?"
那个韦多尔就试图告诉他，难道你不觉得很丢人吗？
You spent your life working against the interests of the Pandavas, and now you're living in their palace, eating their scraps.
你这一辈子都是跟这个潘德瓦五兄弟在作对，为了能够帮助你的儿子。现在呢，你却住在人家的宫殿里头，去吃别人施舍给你的东西。
Look at yourself. You're so old now.
你看看你自己现在，你现在老成什么样子
？Don't you think it's time to complete some?Purpose for this life of yours?
啊，难道你不想一想吗？时间对于你来说，现在是不是要让你完成一些什么东西，然后就是让你的人生能够有什么意义呢
？Before you die, just like a dog, also.
啊，你在这个你像一条狗一样的死亡之前，难道不要做些什么吗
？So Vidura was pushing Dhritarashtra to leave the palace, as because he's.He knew, Vidura himself knew how wonderful it was to leave the palace. Vidura was speaking from very deep realizations.
那韦多尔他当时讲话的时候是完全是。非常深刻的体悟讲出来的话。
That he was able to acquire from his very renounced position.
啊。
The deep realizations that he was able to acquire from his very renounced position.
而他的所有这些个非常深刻的体悟，都是来源于他的彻底的一种气绝。
But to speak of the fact, he was a great devotee of the Lord.
那当然了，他事实上他是主的。
Actually, Vidura was Yamaraj.
实际上，韦多尔是阎罗王。
And Yamaraj had to take birth as a son of a Sudrani.
啊，这个阎罗王呢，他因为有一个事儿，所以他必须得投生于一个梳妆的女人的子宫。
He had been cursed by one Muni named Mandak Muni.
啊，他实际上当时是被一个叫做。
Mandaka Muni.
Mandaka Muni, he was by Mandaka Muni 给诅咒了
Because he thought that Yamaraj had given him an improper punishment.
Because Mandaka Muni 觉得这个阎罗王对自己的惩罚是不恰当的
Anyways, that's a detail.
啊，当然这个就是细节了啊，这另外一个细节
The point is that it was actually Yamaraj who had taken birth as Vidura.
所以。主要要说的就是，实际上韦多尔他是阎罗王本人，因为一些个事情发生，结果他就是投生在一个由这个梳妆的母亲啊的生出来的孩子。
And while he had left his position in Yamaloka to take birth as Vidura, was Arindama, I think, was put in charge of the taking care of the living entities, punishing their punishment.
所以说，在他就是被这个圣人诅咒就投生，当韦多尔这一生的那个时候，他的位置不是空缺了吗？所以呢，是找了另外一个人，叫做
Arindama.
Arindama 去啊当阎罗王，暂时替代他的职位。
Anyways, so Vidura, on the strength of his own realizations, was now instructing.His brother Dhritarashtra.
啊，所以呢，韦多尔他因为就是去弃绝了，去朝圣，有了深刻的体悟，然后他用这个深刻的体悟去教导 Dhritarashtra.
And he was able to convince Dhritarashtra to leave the palace and to go to the forest and engage in mystic yoga.
所以他最后终于能够说服 追着 Rasa 离开宫殿到森林去，在那边练这个八步瑜伽。
And he taught him a mystic yogic process by which he was able to amalgamate his senses and withdraw himself completely externally from this world.
，那后来韦都拉就到森林里去练这个神秘瑜伽、八步瑜伽，然后在那个练习的过程当中，最后的成就就是他完全把所有的注意力全部都收回到内在，最后甚至把就那个感官的感知力全收回来。
And by amalgamation, gradually by amalgamation of the senses, and he became totally withdrawn within, and then he actually burned up his whole physical body by fire.
对，所以呢，他后来就是完全把那个感官的感知力全部都收拾回来，到最后他能够做到点燃自己身体内的火，把自己的整个的躯体给它燃烧掉。
Now it's interesting to know that although Dhritarashtra merged into the totality of oneness by his mystic yogic process.
那么当然有趣的是，我们透过这个经典的描述就了解到，觉知 Rasa 透过这么做啊，最后能够跟这个至尊人能够就是融为一体了。
He didn't go to the spiritual world.
他最后实际上虽然就是练这个瑜伽啊，收拾感官什么的。解脱了，但是他没有回到灵性世界。
He just merged into the Brahman effulgence.
哦，他是融入了梵光当中。
And he didn't go to the spiritual world because of his offenses to the Pandavas.
他之所以最后透过这种练习没有进入灵性世界，是因为他对潘达瓦五兄弟的冒犯。
Because he supported Duryodhana, who was offense personified.
因为他支持了这个 Duryodhana, 而 Duryodhana 是所有罪恶的那个人物体现。
And therefore, he was also party to all those offenses committed to the Pandavas.
啊，因此他也是就是冒犯了潘达瓦五兄弟的那个同谋之一。
So,
共犯。
Dhritarashtra had left home.
那么 Dhritarashtra 后来就离开了家。
And Gandhari.She left with him, his wife.
Gandhari 呢也跟着他一起离开了宫殿。
Now, as we know, Dhritarashtra, he was blind by birth, at birth.
我们知道这个 Dhritarashtra 是生来目盲。
And Gandhari, who was a chaste and devoted wife of Dhritarashtra, she actually voluntarily blinded herself.
而 Gandhari 呢
putting blindfold over her eyes throughout her whole life.
Gandhari 她是对她的丈夫非常非常忠贞不渝的那个妻子。因此她当时一听说她的丈夫是个瞎子，她就自觉自愿地把自己的眼睛就给蒙起来了，就再也不看了。
And generally in the Vedic times, a wife, when the husband would go to the forest and renounce, the wife would, she would be protected by her sons.
那个在韦达时代，当丈夫离家出走去修行的时候，那么一般的妻子呢是由自己的儿子来保护自己。
Because in the Vedic culture, the woman is supposed to be protected either by the father, the husband, or by the grown-up son.
因为按照古老的韦达文化的话，一个女性应该是从小被这个父亲保护，然后接下来是被丈夫保护，再接下来是被自己的儿子所保护。
But all the sons of Gandhari and Dhritarashtra were killed.
但是 Gandhari 和 Dhritarashtra 生的那100个儿子全部被杀了。
No sons.
没儿子了。
No father.
没有父亲。
No husband.
没丈夫。
So what did she do?
那她做什么呢？
She went with her husband.
她就跟她丈夫就一起出去
了。And when Dhritarashtra's body merged into the fire and became, and burned up the fire, she entered into the fire and she gave up her life voluntarily to follow her husband.
所以呢，当这个 Dhritarashtra 后来就是这个从自己的内在点燃火，烧毁自己的躯体的时候，这个 Gandhari 就自愿的就进入了她丈夫的这个燃烧的这个火里面。
Now, in ancient Vedic times, these were done.
那么在古老的韦达时代。人们是会这么做。
But in modern times, it's completely forbidden.
但是现在在现代的社会里面，完全是被禁止的一个做法。
And the reason why it's completely one of the reasons why it's completely forbidden.
那么为什么这件事情这样的做法是被禁止的呢？其中一个原因是
It's because people used to force the women to enter the fire when the husband was burned.
因为现代的人是这样的，当丈夫就是被死了以后被烧尸体的时候。 其他人家里人就会强迫那个女人去进入那个火中。
Whereas in ancient times it was voluntarily done.
在古时候的时候是人家那个女子她自己选择要不要这么做。
But now things have become so degraded that many of the practices that were performed in Vedic times cannot be performed now.
现代呢，人类社会是那么的堕落，所以在古时候。那个人们这个修行的很多的方式在现代社会里头是被禁止的。
But nonetheless, when Yudhisthira Maharaj came to the palace,
但是呢，后来当这个 Yudhisthira 王进入这个宫殿的时候，打完仗了。
He was looking for Dhritarashtra.
不是，就是他有一天就他到在宫殿里头，哎，他就找这个 Dhritarashtra.
He was looking for Gandhari.
他也在找那个 Gandhari.
He was looking for his Vidura.
然后他也在找韦都拉。
And none of them were there.
结果发现这三个人全都不在宫殿里。
And because Yudhisthira Maharaj is such a great devotee of the Lord,
由于 Yudhisthira 王他是至尊主的那么优秀的奉献者。
He held no malice whatsoever towards his uncle Dhritarashtra.
他对他的那个伯父 Dhritarashtra 他从来没有那种就是。记恨的感觉什么没有。
He was always very respectful to him.
他总是特别的尊重他的伯父。
Yeah, in Vedic culture, the elders were always treated with great respect.
在韦达时代，人们总是非常尊敬长辈。
And Yudhisthira, of course, was an ideal example.
那 Yudhisthira 呢？他是一个理想的一个典范来的。
So when he entered the palace, he couldn't find.Any of those three.
所以呢，当他就是在宫殿里找不着这三个人的时候
，and he became very anxious. Where are they? What's happened? Something's happened to them. They're under my care.
他就变得特别的焦虑哈，他就觉得哎呀，怎么回事啊？发生什么事情了？本来是我是在照顾他们，他们在我的照顾之下，他们现在怎么了
？Being a very compassionate devotee, he began to inquire, "Where are they?"
所以呢，作为一个就是非常有慈悲心的奉献者，他就开始问说：“他们到哪里去了
？”Who comes? And who comes?
那这个时候谁来了呢
？Who comes? Narada Muni.
所以呢 ，Narada Muni 正在他在焦虑的时候 ，Narada Muni 过来。
He's amazing, Narada Muni.
Narada Muni 是个非常
He always knows the right time and place to show up.
他总是在最恰当的时间，最恰的地点。
He can be anywhere. Anywhere in the universe.
他呢可以是到宇宙各个地方去的人。
But soon as he sees a good opportunity, he immediately will go to that place and instruct.
但是呢，他每当一看到哦，有一个什么样的良机可以教育那个人，他马上就到了现场了。
So Narada Muni appeared in the palace and began instructing Yudhisthira Maharaj.
所以呢 ，Narada Muni 这个时候就出现在宫殿里头，这个时候就在教导这个 Yudhisthira 王。
And explaining what had happened to his uncles and to his aunt.
然后呢，就是给他解释说，这个你的这个伯父和伯母到哪里去了，怎么了
？His uncle, Dhritarashtra.Gave up his body. His aunt gave up her body.
他就告诉他说，你的伯父放弃了自己的身体，你的伯母也放弃了自己的身体。
And where did Vidura go?
那韦都拉去哪儿了呢
？He went back out in pilgrimage.
他又去朝圣。
He did what he had to do.
他已经做了他该做的事儿。
He came back long enough just to convince his brother Dhritarashtra, get out of here.
他之所以回来，就是要说服他的兄弟 Dhritarashtra 能够离开宫殿走人，因为他觉得他已经留得够久了。
Don't die like a dog in the palace of your nephews.
你不要像一只狗一样的在这个最后宫殿里头这么苟延残喘的死去。
So after he convinced Dhritarashtra to leave the palace.
当他后来就是说服了 Dhritarashtra 离开宫殿以后
，then he had gone back out on pilgrimage.
他就又继续去朝圣去
，as a renunciate.
作为一个弃绝者，还是继续去朝圣。
He had already severed all his connections with family. He had already severed all connections.
他反正已经跟他的家人已经全部都就是切断了关系。
Severed all connections with the palace.
跟这个宫殿也切断了关系了。
And Narada Muni was explaining this all to Yudhisthira Maharaj.
那 Narada Muni 呢就把发生的这一切都跟 Yudhishthira 王解释。
And this verse that we read today was one of Narada's instructions to Yudhishthira Maharaj.
所以呢，今天我们读的这个诗文是这个Narada Muni 教导 Yudhishthira 王的其中的两节诗。
Now it's very interesting to note that many of the instructions that Narada is giving to Yudhishthira are very similar to the instructions that Vidura gave to Dhritarashtra.
我们可以看到 Narada Muni 给Yudhishthira 王的很多的教导跟 Vidura 给 Dhritarashtra 的很多的教导是非常的类似的。
He was specifically in speaking about the nature of Kala Rupa, or eternal time.
特别的就是去谈到了时间的特性。
How time is destroying everything in this world.
谈到了时间是如何的最后摧毁存在中的一切。
And how everybody is under the control of time.
而且呢，所有的宇宙中的每一个生物体是如何的受到时间的控制。
We oftentimes quote the verse from the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们经常呢就会引述这个圣典薄伽瓦坛第七篇第七章的诗文。
Ayuha hariti vaipungsan udyanastha chayadasal, that both by rising and setting.The sun decreases the duration of life for everyone.
也就是说，诗文里就说了，太阳的每一天的升起和落下，不断的在减损每一个人的寿命。
Except for one who utilizes the time.
除非那个人是善用时间。
For discussing the pastimes of the all good supreme personality of God.
善用时间做什么呢？就是讨论。至尊人格守神的一切。
In other words, this is to be understood as the best utilization of one's time.
换句话说，谈论至尊人格守神的一切是对于时间的最好的利用。
But it's so interesting to take note.
但是呢，我有一点非常有趣，我们应该注意。
That one of the biggest excuses materialistic people use for taking part of such discussions.
就是这个物质世界里头的那些个人，对于就是参与这样的讨论。
No time.
每当要讨论至尊人的一切的时候，他们就是没时间，我没时间。
I have no time for that.
我没有时间做这件事。
Just like when sometimes devotees they go out on the street and they meet people.
就像奉献者有的时候到街上去跟人们就是交往。
And they try to stop them and change the course of their life.
那奉献者们呢，试图就是让这个行人停下来，然后透过给他们知识，然后让他们的生命能够改变。
By trying to induce them to take one of Srila Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam.
他们奉献者希望就是这些个行人能够接受一本圣帕布帕德译著的这些个书，这样的改变自己的生命。
Filled with the deathless narrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with the deathless narrations of the Supreme Personality.
那这个圣典薄伽瓦坛薄伽梵往事书里头满篇满纸的充满了对于至尊人格守神的这些的描述，永恒的。
And when they try to stop people, the first thing they say, no time.
所以呢，当奉献者试图就是让行人停下来看看这个书的时候，那些人都是没时间。
Can't you see I'm busy? No time.
看不出来吗？我很忙哎，没时间呐。
Or sometimes they may say, I'll make it fast.
或者有人说，那些人就说，你快点说，快点说。
Don't have time.
没时间。
But time is destroying them.
但是实际上，时间正在毁灭他们。
They think that time, probably even sometimes uses this quote, time is money.
甚至呢，这个哈巴里有的时候是说，这个 Chinese, 一寸光阴一寸金。
Same thing in Chinese?
Yeah. 他时间就是钱，就是一寸光阴一寸金呢。
Papa would say, "Time is money, 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 sweeter than honey."
时间就是钱，钱钱钱钱钱，就是比这个蜂蜜还要甜。
That the whole purpose of human life is to accumulate money.
那整个的你看的社会，人类社会的人们一天到晚忙的就是怎么赚钱。
But at the time of death.
但是呢，当 死的时间到了的时候
Where is all this money?
那所有这些钱在哪呢？
Prabhupada says nobody takes anything with them at the time of death.
Prabhupada 说一个人死的时候谁也不能把他赚的钱拿走。
Everything is left behind.
所有的一切都得留下来。
Except their sinful reaction.
只有自己的恶报带走了。
That they take with them.
这个他那个会带走。
Everything else left behind.
所有的一切全部都是生不带来死不带去。
Work the whole life simply for money.
你看看人们整个的一生忙得不行就是为了赚钱。
And they foolishly think this is the best use of my time.
然后他们就愚蠢地认为这就是我对时间的最好的利用。
But time is destroying.
但是实际上时间是在摧毁。
Because as the point that Srila Prabhupada is bringing out in this verse is that of the nature of kala, eternal time is just like a cobra.
所以呢就像这个帕帕德在这个要旨里说的
It's in 46.
Yes. Time is a
cobra, like a cobra, a snake.
所以呢就说了这个时间就像一条毒蛇一样。
Time is compared to kala, eternal time, kala is compared to kala sapa, or the cobra snake.
所以呢就是永恒的时间被比喻为是一条时间的毒蛇，眼镜蛇。
Whose bite is always lethal.
永远的就是咬人足以致人命。
No one can be saved from the bite of a cobra.
谁也不可能就是被眼镜蛇咬完了以后就能够活下去。
The best remedy for getting out of the clutches of the cobra-like kala, or its integrity, the modes of nature, is bhakti yoga.
所以要想摆脱眼镜蛇般的时间的钳制，清除物质自然属性的影响，最好的方法是练奉爱瑜伽。
In other words, the best use for becoming free from the influence of the modes of material nature.
也就是说，最好的能够摆脱物质自然三种属性的影响。
Is to take directly to the process which is most pleasing to the Lord.
这种最好的方式是什么？就是要用最能够让至尊人格守神高兴的那个。
Because when the Lord is pleased by one's activities,
当至尊人格守神对于一个人的活动感到满意的时候
，then he personally releases one from the clutches. Of the three modes of material nature.
这个时候，至尊人他就会亲自的把那个人从时间的这条眼镜蛇的这个纠缠下把它摆脱出来。
Therefore, this is the best use of one's time.
所以这个才是真正的善用时间的例子。
The best use of one's time is to understand one's eternal connection with the Supreme.
所以呢，真正的对于时间的最好的利用就是。一个人应该用时间来了解自己跟至尊人格守神的关系是什么。
Therefore, Narada Muni is now telling Yudhishthira Maharaj.
所以呢，这个时候 Narada Muni 就在告诉 Yudhishthira 王
，Why are you feeling so distressed about your uncles and your aunt？
为什么你对你的这个伯父伯母的不在了就觉得那么的沮丧呢？
Give up your anxiety.
你应该放弃你的这个焦虑
which is due to ignorance of the self.
你这个焦虑是因为你对自我无知而导致的
You are now thinking of how they, who are helpless poor creatures, will exist without you.
你现在想，他们那些无力照顾自己的可怜生物，如果没有你，该如何活下去
？In other words, he's telling. Yudhishthira Maharaj, you're thinking, how will they live without me?
所以换句话说，他跟 Yudhishthira 王说了，你想的是什么？哎呦，没有我，他们怎么能够活得下去啊
？But actually, that's just an illusion.
但是实际上这是一种错觉。
That's just the power of the illusory energy.
这个就是错觉能量的力量所导致的影响。
That every living entity is following its own course.
每一个让每一个生物体都陷在自己的那个陷阱里。
And accepting the reactions from past life, which are carrying over into this life.
然后呢，就接受就是由于上一世所从事的这个活动，最后导致的报应，然后带到这一生来的那些个报应。
In which he takes birth in a particular family.
那这些东西导致一个人在特定的家庭当中出生。
In a particular country.
在特定的国家里出生。
On a particular planet.
在特定的星球上。
Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, the living entity is wandering all over the Brahmanda, all over the universe.
嗯，所以呢，这个Krishna 就说了，是众生啊，芸芸众生在宇宙的不同的角落里在游荡。
And therefore, every living entity is following its own destiny.
啊，所以呢，每一个生物最后都得遵循他自己的那个命运。
And therefore, Narada Muni is saying to Yudhisthira Maharaj.
啊，所以呢，拿着穆尼就跟尤迪斯蒂尔王说
，How can one who's caught up in the jaws of Kalasarpa help anyone else?
那就说了一个这个自己都在时间的毒蛇口中的人，他怎么能够去保护其他人呢？
They're caught up in the jaws of Kalasarpa.
啊，他们是本身在那个毒蛇的口中。
You're caught up in the jaws of Kalasarpa.
你也在那个眼镜蛇的毒蛇的口中。
What can you do to actually help them?
你们都在毒蛇的口中，你能帮他什么？
Of course, he's trying to explain the point that they're eternal spirit souls.
啊，所以实际上，拿尔多穆尼这个时候他主要是想要谈清楚永恒的灵性的灵魂。
And a living entity, he takes birth in a particular family, and the example is given.
啊，那这个举的这个例子是，所以这个生物呢，就是投生在特定的家庭里。
In fact, it was Narada Muni.
啊，实际上就是Narada Muni 本人。
Narada Muni giving instructions to King Chitraketu.
啊，那个Narada Muni当时给那个Chitraketu王在。
King Chitraketu. Who knows who King Chitraketu is?
谁知道那个 Chitraketu?
Oh no, that's sixth canto. May might not know yet.
But coming back.
Huh?
Coming back.
Oh, coming back is King Chitraketu. Uh-huh. Okay.
在那个再回来里头是不是有这个
Chitraketu? King Chitraketu was a king who had actually millions of wives.
那个七车开土王啊，有着成千上万的妻子。
Vedic times also that was there.
啊，所以在北达时代也是有这样的设计。
Goes back many thousands, billions of years ago.
啊，这个是要回溯到千百万年前。
King Chitraketu had millions of wives, but none of them could produce a son.
啊，七车开土他有。千百成千上万的妻子没有一个能生儿子
they were all barren
啊，全都不孕
and he was a king
而他却是个君王
and for a king to not have a son is impossible
啊，对于一个君王最后没有儿子继承王位这怎么可以呢
The king must have a son to hand over the throne.
啊，这个君王必须他要有责任生出儿子来，可以继承王位。
Because when the king is finished ruling his kingdom, then he leaves the palace. He goes to the forest.
嗯，因为过去的君王，当他的统治期结束了以后，他就直接就离开宫殿，就去森林里头去了，去灵修去了。
Turns the kingdom over to the son.
然后他就把那个王位就继承。给他的儿子继承。
The son is supposed to perform sacrifices for his father.
哦，然后呢，那个儿子呢，应该就是可以这个举行祭祀，然后就是帮助他的父亲提升。
So the father can get an auspicious destination by the sacrifices performed by his son.
啊，让这个父亲因为儿子从事祭祀，最后能够有一个更好的未来。
So he was thinking.I have to have a son.
啊，所以他当时就是有儿子。
And one time, Angira Muni.
有一次呢 ，Angira Muni.
Angira Muni is another sage who travels around with Narada sometimes together.
啊 ，Angira Muni 也是一个在宇宙里头可以自由旅行的。他有的时候跟 Narada Muni 两人一起旅行。
Angira Muni was a good son.Good son of Brahma.
那 Angira Muni 呢是 Brahma 的一个儿子。
And he had the capacity also to travel around to the universe, different universes.
他也是有这个在宇宙当中就是本身这个样子到处旅行的能力。
So Angira Muni once he came to the palace and saw Chitraketu Maharaj. He was like, So much lamentation.
那安德烈·穆尼呢？有一次就到了七州开普王的这个宫殿里面，结果就看到是七州开普王那么的痛苦。
And he was trying to understand what is your lamentation.
然后他就想要了解说你到底在悲伤什么。
Then King Chiketu explains.My lamentation is that I have millions of wives. I have a kingdom. I have the opulence. Great opulence is like Indra, the king of heaven.
他那个七州盖主就跟他说，我的痛苦在于我呢有着成千上万的妻子，我有这样一个那么富裕的皇宫啊，我有这么多的财富，就像天帝印度一样的富裕。
But I can't be happy because I don't have a son.
但是我却没法快乐，为什么？因为我没儿子。
He was thinking that this was his source of happiness, the son.
因为其实盖主认为儿子是他快乐的泉源。
So Angira Muni understanding the lamentation of Chiketu Maharaj.
所以呢 ，Angira Muni 呢，他了解其实盖主王的这个难过的原因了。
He performed a particular type of sacrifice.
所以他就举行了一个特别的一种祭祀。
Where he was able to produce this nectar.
然后呢，在这种火祭里面就可以产出一种甘露。
That he could give to one of his wives.
然后呢，就把这个甘露给他的妻子。
So that she could produce a son for him.
其中的一个妻子让他能够这个怀孕生。
But Angira Muni warned him.
但是呢 ，Angira Muni 就。这个警告七州开普王。
Your son's name will be Harsha Shoka.
你的儿子的名字将会是 Harsha Shoka.
Harsha Shoka means jubilation.
Harsha Shoka 的意思是极乐。
And Shoka means lamentation.
Harsha 的意思是欢喜，欣喜若狂。Shoka.
Shoka.
Shoka.
Harsha means jubilation.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoka means lamentation.
Harsha 的意思是欣喜若狂。Shoka 的意思是这个悲痛万分。
So you'll get to experience both from this son of yours.
你呢会从这个儿子这儿得到这两者的体验。
So this nectar was given to his queen, Kritajyoti was her name.
所以最后呢，这个甘露就给了他的喜爱的一个妻子叫 Kritajyoti.
And Kritajyoti drank the nectar.And in due course of time, she became pregnant.
然后就推着周弟呢，他就把这个甘露喝下去了。过了一段时间以后，他就生了一个儿子。
And in due course of time, she gave birth to a son.
她怀孕了。
Harsha Shoka.
她怀孕了，然后呢，过了一段时间就生了儿子，生下这个儿子。
Chichiketu Maharaj was now ecstatic.
那这个王这个时候就欣喜若狂了。
He and everybody in the palace was feeding off his ecstasy.
就是他感到欣喜若狂，心醉神迷，整个宫殿里人全都感受到他是这种状态。
The whole kingdom was ecstatic.
整个的王国都变得就欢欣鼓舞。
Because when the king is ecstatic, everybody else is ecstatic.
因为君王一旦那么的高兴了，整个的王国的人都高兴。
Ringing bells.
然后就
celebration.
敲锣打鼓的庆祝。
The king has had a son. The king has had a son.
就我们的国王有儿子了，我们的国王有儿子了。
And Chichiketu was just like floating in ecstasy.
然后这个七州开普简直就是乐得都快飞升天的感觉。
And Kritajyoti was too.
Kritajyoti 也是。
She was very, as the son grew, she was growing much more and more and more attached to the son.
她这个她的妻子也是特别的高兴，然后随着这个儿子越来一点一点长大，她就这个。他的这个妻子也变得越来越依恋自己的儿子。
As was Chichiketu Maharaj, he was growing increasingly attached to his son.
Chichiketu 王也是越来越依恋他们的这个儿子。
But Chichiketu Maharaj had millions of queens.
但是别忘了，七州开土有成千上万的妻子。
And they all saw that now all of Chichiketu Maharaj's attention is going to this one wife.
然后呢，他们都看到，现在七州开普王所有的宠爱都集这一个他的这一个妻子于一身。
Previously, we were all equally as important.
过去我们大家都是平等的得到他的爱。
But now because Krita-Juti has produced his son for him, she's become the favorite.
现在这个 Krita-Juti 因为给他生了个儿子，他现在就是集所有他的宠爱于一身。
And it's all because of Harsha-Shoka.
这个都是因为 Harsha-Shoka 这个男孩造成。
What did they do?
那他们怎么做呢？
Conspiracy.
啊，开始搞阴谋了。
Yeah. They conspired to poison.
啊，最后他们就阴谋，最后把他要毒死。
They poisoned Harsha-Shoka.
就把 Harsha-Shoka 给毒死。
In such a way that nobody would know what had happened.
这样的话，谁都不知道到底发生什么事。
One day, the maidservant of Krita-Juti came in to the room where Harsha-Shoka was lying in bed.
那
in his little.
有一天呢，这个 Harsha-Shoka 的这个保姆 Krita-Juti 的这个女仆就进入了 Harsha-Shoka。
And she went to pick up the child. She saw that the eyes of the child were upward. She looked at the child and she started to lift. And saw that the body was lifeless. She began beating her breasts. This was the maidservant.
啊，这是他的一个女仆。
She was thinking, "Oh no!"
我就想说，哎呦，不得了了。
This child was under my care.
这个是我在照顾的。
What's going to happen to me?
那然后接下来，我
She began crying out in agony.
啊，所以呢
，She began crying out in agony.
所以呢，他就大声的嚎啕起来了。
Krita-Juti heard.
那 Krita-Juti 就听到了。
And she came running into the room. Why are you crying?
啊，他赶快的就冲进房间，就问你为什么在哭喊呢？
Krita-Juti came into the room and saw that the maidservant was holding the lifeless child.
然后呢，这个王后在冲进房间里以后，就看到这个保姆正在抱着他的那个孩子，但是孩子已经没有生命迹象。
She began screaming.
她也开始尖叫起来了。
Just like what is it? Kukura bird, I think.The kukura bird screams very loudly.
就像那个，那是叫什么杜鹃呀，啊，就开始哭叫起来。
And she began saying, "How is this possible?"
然后他就说，这怎么可能啊
？How is something like this could possibly happen?
这样的事情怎么可能会发生啊
？She became very angry at the Lord.
啊，他对至尊主开始变得很生气。
Began cursing.
开始就是诅咒，就是
How could you let something like this happen?
你怎么能够让这样的事情发生啊
？And then the king heard Krita-Juti.
然后汽车该主王听到了他的妻子的叫喊。
And he came in and saw what was going on.
他也进到这个房子来看看到底发生什么。
And he also began completely thrown into complete lamentation.
啊，然后他一看到这个景象，他也完全就是悲伤不已。
So while they were there in the palace, and overwhelmed by lamentation,
当所有的人都在宫殿里头啊，因为这个孩子的死去而在痛苦悲伤的时候
，Not only did Angira Muni decide to come, but Narada decided to enjoy them.
这个时候不仅是 Angira Muni 决定来了，就连 Narada Muni 也又来了。Narada Muni 每一次在关键时刻就出现了。
They came together to the palace.
他们两人就一起到了宫殿。
And then they could see how everybody was thrown in very deep lamentation.
然后他们两个都能够看到，就是这个宫殿里头的每一个人都沉浸在这个悲伤当中。
And Narada Muni then began giving instructions to Chitraketu Maharaj.
然后 Narada Muni 就给这个Chitraketu王开始教导他。
And he began explaining about how.Family members sometimes come together for some time, and then sometimes they are separated.
然后他就开始解释，就是由于时间的作用，不同的生物就聚到了一起，成为家人。然后一定的时间到了以后，就又分开了。
He gave the example how grains of sand sometimes come together in little clumps in the river, and then but the force of the current.Breaks up the grains of sand, and they move down the river and form new clumps.
他呢举的例子就是，当海浪 在这个海岸边一个海浪拍过来的时候，就把一些的沙子聚到了一起，等到这个退下去的时候，这些个沙子又都啊分开了。
And because the living entities are all under the influence of Kalasapa.
那由于所有的众生都在时间这条眼镜蛇的控制下。
The flowing of the river is compared to be like the movement of time.
啊，这个一个海浪过来的时候，被比喻为是时间的到来。
And he began instructing Chitraketu Maharaj about the science of the soul.
所以他就给他讲了这些，同时呢，开始教导他有关觉悟自我的科学。
And enlightened him about the eternal nature of the soul and how the soul is bound by time and karma.
然后呢，就启明这位君王，就是这个灵魂本来是永恒的，现在呢是被时间所控制。
And by guna.
啊，被三种属性所控制。
Which are the modes of material nature.
啊，物质自然三种属性 guna.
And therefore he began to explain that there is nothing you can do for the living entity who is bound by time and guna and karma.
然后呢，他就给他解释说，你对于你自己本身是受制约的，被时间、被这个自然属性所控制，你不可能对另外一个被时间和自然属性所控制的生命。
He was making the same point that we oftentimes quote in the verse of Prahlad Maharaj.
啊，所以那个时候呢，他就是也举了这个普拉德王说的话，我们也经常会引述。
We quoted the other evening, Balasya Neha Sharanam Pitaro Nishinga Natasya Chagadam Udantvati Najatumau. Now, that where Prahlad is praying to Lord Nishingadev.
就是他引述的是普拉德王对女性啊的一个祈祷。
He says in his prayers, Oh, my Lord Nishingadev, O Supreme.
我的主女性啊的一个至尊人格守神啊。
Embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you.
这个住在躯体当中的生物，他们不在乎你，忽视你。
Due to the bodily conception of life.
这是因为他们是受这个生命的躯体化的生命概念的制约，所以他们忽视你，不在乎你。
Cannot do anything for their betterment.
这些人对他们自己的利益不会能够做出任何的。
Whatever remedies they may accept.
他们呢，就是无论就是为了克服物质痛苦，就是想出什么样的纠正的方法。
Although perhaps temporarily beneficial.
那这些个方法也许可能就是短暂的对他们有帮助。
It's certainly impermanent.
但是它绝对不是永恒的帮助的状态。
For example, he gives different examples.
举个例子，他举例。
That a boat on the water may not necessarily be able to rescue a drowning man. A boat in the water may not necessarily be able to rescue a drowning man.
Okay, 就是举了一个例子，就是这个在水上的这个船，它没有办法去救已经淹死的人。
An expert physician and medicine may not necessarily be able to save a suffering patient.
这个医学的方法以及医药对于生了病的人也不是都能够治好的。
And a parent may not necessarily be able to save their child.
而父母也不可能真正的就是救自己的孩子。
Prahlad Maharaj makes this point to emphasize that without the depending on the will of the Lord.
所以普拉德王举所有这些例子，就要说明一个人如果不依靠至尊人的话
，We may do everything we try to save the situation.
那么无论他怎么尝试努力想要去改善处境
，But there's no guarantee that we'll be successful.
都没有保证可以成功。
We are all dependent upon the decision of the Lord.
我们实际上都取决于我们的一切都取决于至尊人的这个同意。
He says, although they may be temporarily beneficial.
他说了，我们所想出来的纠正情况的方法，也许短暂的有一些用。
This certainly will be impermanent.
但是肯定是不永恒的。
Why? Because of time.
为什么？因为时间影响一切。
Because of the influence of Kalasapa.
因为这个时间这条眼镜蛇。
Because of the influence of the modes of nature and the influence of karma.
还有呢，就是这个物质自然属性的影响，还有我们的业报这三条。
Just like a patient might be told he has the best doctor in the world.
就像一个病人有可能就找到一个所谓世上最好的医生。
And the best medicine.
啊，最好的药。
So temporarily, he may feel benefited.
啊，那么在短暂的情况下，他可能会觉得哎受益了。
But does that mean he won't die?
但是这是不是意味着他就不死了？
No.
不可能。
Ultimately, it's the decision of the Lord.
最终还是至尊人决定一切。
And therefore, devotee must live for the decision of the Lord, and expecting always the decision of the Lord.
所以呢，这个奉献者的生活是什么呢？始终都听至尊主的决定。
For whatever decision is made by the Lord is in my best interest.
啊，所以至尊主无论做什么决定，我们就相信说这个都是对我最好的。
So Narada Muni was explaining these points to Chichiketu Maharaj.
所以 Narada Muni 向七珠开土王解释这一切。
And he was trying to enlighten him about the science of the self.
所以呢，他试图呢，就是点亮他的心灯，让他能够觉悟自我。
Then he decided that he wanted to make the message really powerful.
然后接下来他就开始说，我得给他讲一些特别强有力的这些个。
So he told the living entity who had left the body to come back again and talk to his father.
然后这个拿着木鱼开始就是跟这个死去的这个孩子的那个生物啊，就是那个里面的那个生物，就跟他讲，你回来，你回到这个身体，然后跟你爸说话。
And the living entity began to speak in the presence of Chichiketu, Kritajyoti, and all the queens.
然后呢，那个我们看到就那个死去的孩子似乎是复活了，实际上是那个身体里头的那个生物就开始跟君王跟在场所有的这些个王后们就开始讲话。
And from his own mouth.
而且他是就是张嘴讲话。
He was describing, sorry, but you're not my father.
就跟这个君王就说了，我非常抱歉，其实你不是我爸。
You're not my mother.
你不是我妈。
I'm just a living entity who's being carried by the modes of nature.
我呢，只不过是一个被物质自然属性携带着来的那个生物。
And everybody was listening to the. To this child,
当时在场所有的人都听着这个小
who was speaking this wisdom of the soul,
而他讲出来的是那么充满了智慧的话。
And then, the child departed.
讲完了以后，这小孩走了，而且又走了。
Even though Narada said to the child, "If you want, you can come back and stay."
尽管哪儿的母女跟这个生物，就住在那躯体里头那个生物，跟他说，如果你愿意的话，你可以继续留在。
Actually, you're invited. You can stay. You have a very auspicious father. As a king is a father.
实际上，拿着木椅想呢，你看看你这个这一生的这个爸，他是个君王，你挺好的，这个环境你可以待。
But the living entity says, "No, it's my destiny. It's time to go."
但是那个在曾经来投生的那个生物体说，不，我不想再继续待下去了，这个是我的命运，我应该走了。
I will accept my destiny as the will of the Lord.
我应该接受至尊主给我定的这个命运。
That's why Chichiketu Maharaj became very enlightened, very powerful devotee.
当这个七州开度就是聆听了这些教导，看了这个情景以后，他就完全被启明了，他最后成为至尊主的一位伟大的奉献。
There's another example, but I won't go into because I am going to have to end soon.
对对对，那还有另外一个例子，但我不能够再继续讲，就是我要结束。
But there's another pastime of Lord Chaitanya and Srivas Thakur.
那还有一个就是娱乐活动，是主柴丹雅和 Srivas Thakur 的娱乐活动。
When Srivas Thakur's son left his body in the middle of the kirtan in his home.
当这个须巴斯塔库的儿子在他们举行一次 kirtan 的时候，就离开了他的身体。
And a very similar thing happened.
同样的事情基本上也发生了。
But this time, Srivas Thakur, because he's such an enlightened devotee of the Lord.
但是呢，这个例子里头，这件事情里头的那个须巴斯塔库，因为他是至尊主的一个已经是觉悟自我的一个奉献者。
Because every night in Srivas Thakur's home, Lord Chaitanya would come and they would have kirtan all night long.
因为当那个主柴丹尼亚马哈布显现的时候，就是每天晚上都在须巴斯塔库的家里头举行半夜的举行很长的那个 kirtan.
And during this particular time, only the Lord was only having kirtan with his confidential devotees.
在那一段时间里头， 至尊主只跟他的那些个特别亲密的奉献者在那儿举行秘密的帖儿。
No outsiders were allowed.
完全没有外头的人能够允许加入。
Lord Chaitanya hadn't taken the Sankirtan to the streets yet.
那个时候，主宰丹亚还没有把这个 Sankirtan 的运动推向街上。
He was relishing this kirtan with his most confidential devotees.
他只是跟他的那些特别亲密的奉献者在那品尝 kirtan。
So in the middle of the kirtan one night, Shrivas Thakur's young son left his body.
啊，那结果呢？有一天晚上，就在有这个 kirtan 正在举行的时候，这个 Shrivas Thakur 的最小的那个儿子就离开了身体。
And Shrivas Thakur could see that something was going on.
那这个 Shrivas Thakur 他能够感觉到有些事情在发生。
So he went into the other room.
他就跑到另外一个房间去了。
And he saw that many family members were gathered around his son.
他就看到他的很多的家人都在围着他的儿子。
And he said to all his family members, "You foolish people, what are you doing?"
啊，他就跟他的这些个家人就说：“你们这些个。”愚蠢的人，你们在做什么
？Don't you know the supreme personality of Godhead is in the other room right now？
你们知道不知道那个至尊人的守臣现在就在另外一个房间里
？Don't you know how fortunate this living entity is to leave this world while the supreme personality of Godhead is right in his home？
啊，你们就不知道吗？这个生物啊，就在至尊主在另外一个房间的时候，他离开了，是多幸运的
！I should be so fortunate.
我应该是这么个幸运的人。
Why are you lamenting?
为什么你们在那什么悲伤
？And not only that, this kirtan is meant for his pleasure.
啊，而且不仅如此，现在我们举行这个 kirtan 是为了让至尊人高兴。
Everything we are doing is for his pleasure.
我们做的所有的一切都是为了让他高兴。
And because the Lord understands everything that's going on in everyone's heart.
而至尊人、至尊主，他知道每一个人的这个，他住在每个人的心中，所以他知道每个人在发生什么。
He senses that some of you are disturbed. It will disturb his kirtan.
啊，所以呢，他如果知道说你们有一些人现在心里都很乱的话，那就会打扰他的 kirtan.
It will disturb his ecstasy.
啊，就会影响他的那个心醉神。
I can only think.Of the Lord's ecstasy.
啊，我唯一要想的就是至尊主的这种心醉神迷的这种。
I can only think of His pleasure.
我唯一能想的就是他能不能高兴。
Please give up this despondency.
所以，请你们就不要再继续这样做下去了。
So that the Lord does not become disturbed.
而这样的话呢，不要让至尊主受打扰。
And if you can't, then just try to hide it in your heart.
啊，如果你们实在没办法放下你们现在的这种啊情感的话。
Get back out there in the kirtan. So then the kirtan continued.
So 后来那个 kirtan 没再。
Shrivas Thakur continued chanting in ecstasy.
然后 Shrivas Thakur 呢，就是在继续的，就是心醉神迷的在唱。
But the other family members couldn't get rid of that lamentation.
但是呢，他的其他的家人没办法去除这样的一种悲伤。
And after some time had passed.
然后后来过了一段时间。
Lord Chaitanya, who is like the all-knowing super soul, could understand.
啊，那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他实际上就是至尊主，他是处在众生心中的超灵，他了解所有的一切。
Something is happening here.
他知道有什么事在发生。
And began to inquire, "What is it? Why is people lamenting?"
然后他就问说，到底发生了什么？为什么有些人在悲伤？
And then Shrivas Thakur explained that his son had left this world.
然后 Shrivas Thakur 就解释说他的那个小儿子离开了这个世界。
Lord Chaitanya asked, "When did they leave?"
啊，然后呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问说他什么时候离开的
？Shrivas said, "7 hours ago."
他说七个小时之前离开的。
7 hours had passed as the kirtan had continued.
啊，也就是七个小时，这个 kirtan 一直在进行的。
And the whole time, Shrivas was just dancing in ecstasy.
啊，那个时候 Shrivas 一直就是在跳，在唱，就完全处在
心旷神怡的状态。Lord Chaitanya became so pleased with Shrivas.
然后当时 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他对 Shrivas 是那么的，就是高兴。
He said, "How can I ever give up the association of someone who doesn't even know lamentation for the loss of his own son?"
嗯，他就说，我怎么能够就是不跟这样的人联谊？这样的人呢，他儿子 都死了，他都不知道这个悲伤的，我怎么能够放弃跟他的联姻？
Later, actually, Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda and I will both become your sons.
然后接下来这个钱丹尼马帕布，他就说，他说我和尼亚南达帕布，我们两个人都会成为你的儿子。
And he used to treat him like sons.
啊，确实是水巴塔库就是对待他们两个。
But they did the same thing. They went into the Lord Chaitanya went into the other room.
啊，然后呢，这个。甩他那麻烦到了另外一个房子
spoke to the son
然后就对那个死去的儿子说话了
and said why did you leave
我说你为什么要离
and then a living entity came back into the son's body
然后呢那个离开的那个生母又回到了他的那个身体里
and a living entity began to speak in a very realized way
然后那个离开又回来的那个生母非常尊敬的去开始说话说
I'm an eternal soul
啊，说的是特别觉悟自我的话说我是永恒的灵魂
Who is my father? Who
谁是我
吗
谁是我吗
Whose son am I?
我是谁的儿子
I'm simply wandering throughout the universe
我只不过是在宇宙里头到处游荡的
And by good fortune I was able to depart in your presence
啊，然后因为好运我能够在你在的时候能够离开这个身体
I can understand by departing in your presence my destination will be very auspicious
而且我知道在你在的时候离开身体我的未来是非常的吉祥的
and he began speaking in a very enlightened way
然后他就用一种特别的就是启发人心的方式在
and then after speaking this way then the living entity said to the Lord Please, can I go now? Depart.
然后说完这个话以后，那个生的就说了：“至尊人啊，能不能现在我可以走了？”
And all the family members, they were there listening to this discourse from the son of Shivas.
所有的家人呢，都在就是能够听到，就是这个 Shivas 这个儿子当时讲的这个。
And all their limitation.Completely went away.
所以，因为他们听了他讲这些话，他们的所有的悲伤就都没有了。
In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very nice song.
事实上 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他写了一首特别好的歌。
It is called Shoka Satana.
他写的是 Shoka Satana.
Shoka Satana is a song that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about this pastime.
啊，所以呢，这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写这个 Shoka Satana 就是写的这个。
Shoka means lamentation.
Shoka 的意思就是悲伤。
Satana means destroyer.
Satana 的意思就是去除的那个人。
Anybody who hears this pastime in the way it's presented by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
啊，所以每一个人如果能够听到 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所呈现的这个娱乐活动的话。
Can have all lamentation destroyed.
他们的所有的悲伤就会被清除掉。
Ultimately, we know that all living entities are following their course.
最终我们了解每一个生物都根据自己的所作所为的。
Nonetheless, as Prabhupada makes very, very important point at the end of the purport.
啊，那这个帕帕德呢，在这个诗的要旨里头有讲的非常好。
He says the best remedy for getting out of the clutches of the cobra-like kala, or its integrity, the modes of nature is bhakti yoga.
啊。说了，就是要想摆脱眼镜蛇般的时间的钳制，清除物质自然属性的影响，最好的方法是练奉爱瑜伽。
The highest perfectional project of philanthropic activities is to engage everyone in the act of preaching Bhakti Yoga all over the world.
慈善活动中最完美的项目是让大家都参与在全世界弘扬奉爱瑜伽的。
Because that alone can save the people from the control of Maya.
因为唯有奉爱瑜伽才能把人们从这个错觉能量的钳制中解放出来。
Or the material nature represented by kala, karma, and guna, as described above.
那么这个错觉能量是由永恒的时间活动和自然属性作为代表。
Of course, what this means is that we should, not that we become neglectful of our duties in this world.
那当然了，我们要说的是什么呢？就是不是我们应该就是去忽视我们在这个世界里头的各种。
We should not conclude as a result of hearing this description as given by Narada Muni to Chitraketu Maharaj, Narada Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj.
也就是说我们不应该再听了这个拿尔穆尼给希施开普王的教导，拿尔穆尼给尤迪斯蒂尔王的教导以后，我们得出结论说 OK， 那我们不用从事我们在这个世界上的职责了。
That we give up our duties that which are necessary to perform in relationship to the body, in relationship to the family.
我们应该就是什么呢，就是是我们的一个责任，我们因为有这个身体，然后跟家人的这些个关系，我们有这个责任从事。
It's very natural to feel affection.
当然了，很自然的人他会有这种情感。
It is very natural to feel attachment.
很自然的就会有依恋。
But that's because of the presence of the soul who is a servant of Krishna.
但是呢，实际上是因为有这个作为 Krishna 的仆人的灵魂在，所以我们才会有这些的情感。
Makes me think of, and I'll end here, end with this. It makes me think of a very, very nice quote.
现在让我想到有一个特别好的一个引言。
This quote is by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
这个是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的一个引言。
He explains how we should treat the material world.
他说我们应该怎么样的对待物质世界。
He says we should see this material world and everything in it.
所以我们应该是这么样的去看物质世界和在物质世界里头的一切。
As full of ingredients for the Lord's service.
我们应该怎么看呢？就看到在这个物质世界里头充满了可以为 Krishna 做至尊主做奉爱服务的那些个原材料。
Everything in this world is meant for Krishna's service.
这个世界里所有的一切都是应该用来为至尊人做奉爱服务。
The day when we can look at the world like this.
当我们能够是这么样的看这个世界的时候。
And become liberated from the material conception.
然后呢，去除了这个生命化的物质概念，生命的物质概念。
We will be able to see the material world as the spiritual world.
我们就能够有能力把这个物质世界把它看成是灵性世界了。
We should treat all women as Krishna's beloveds.
我们应该把所有的女人看成是至尊人的最爱。
They are to be enjoyed by him.
应该是由至尊人来享受他们。
Do not look at them with an enjoying spirit.
不要带着自己去享乐的心去看他们。
They are meant to be enjoyed by Krishna.
他们应该是让 Krishna 去享乐。
Never by the living entities.
而不是被普通的这些个生物享乐。
Treat your father and mother as Krishna's father and mother.
我们应该把自己的父母当作是 Krishna 的父母。
Instead of considering your children your servants, treat them as friends of child Krishna.
我们也要把，就是不要把这个其他人看成自己的儿子或者是仆人，我们应该把他们看成是 Krishna 的孩子和仆人。
Then you will not see the material world everywhere.
那这样的看他们的时候，就不是把他们看成是物质的。
But Goloka.
而是这个世界就变成了 Goloka.
This is spiritual vision.
所以这个是灵性的看问题。
Which means not that we renounce our renounce these things in this world.
所以呢，这是灵性的视野，也就是说，我们不是就这样非常生硬的，就是放弃这个世界。
But the more potent form of renunciation.
就我们刚才说的这种方式是更加有力量的一种器具。
Is to see everyone connected to Krishna.
也就是什么呢？看每一个人都跟 Krishna 有关系。
Ishapanishad says that one who sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality one with the Lord.
这个至尊奥义书里就说了，一个人如果能够看到所有的众生都是至尊主的一个灵性的火花，
becomes a true knower of things.
那个就是一个真正了解真相的人。
What then can be illusion or anxiety for him?
那对于这个看清楚真相的人来说，怎么可能有这个焦虑，还有什么悲伤？
It is simply transforming the consciousness.
所以实际上这个就是一个意识的转化。
From Maya consciousness to Krishna consciousness.
从 Maya 意识到 Krishna 意识。
And when Krishna consciousness is there, we see everything connected to Krishna.
所以呢，人如果是有 Krishna 意识的话，他可以看到所有的一切都跟 Krishna 有关。
Family connected to Krishna.
家里是跟家人跟 Krishna 有关。
Our job is connected to Krishna.
我们的工作跟 Krishna 有关。
My duties are connected to Krishna.
我们的责任跟 Krishna 有关。
Everything is connected to Krishna.
所有的一切都跟 Krishna 有关。
This means change of consciousness.
这个就是意识的转化。
Not that we change everything externally.
啊，我们不需要就是改变外在的一切。
But we change consciousness.
但是我们要改变我们的意识。
How to see connected to Krishna?
也就是如何看到所有的一切都是跟 Krishna 有关。
Prabhupada gives the example.
巴巴的举个例子。
When the parent loves the child.
当这个父母爱孩子的时候。
When the parent sees the shoe of the child.
当父母看到孩子的鞋子的时候
They don't see a shoe
他们不是只看到那个鞋
They see the child
他们看到的是孩子
When they hear the voice of the child It's not an any voice an ordinary voice
哦，当他们听到就他们的孩子的声音的时候他们不认为那是普通的声音
They see the child
他们也是马上就感受到他的孩子
When they see the toy of the child
当他看到孩子玩的一个玩具的时候
It's not a toy
那个不是一个玩具
See the child.
他们看到的是他们的孩子。
Because they see everything connected to the child.
因为他们看到所有的一切都跟他们的孩子有关系。
In the same way, the more we hear about Krishna and see how everything in this world is connected to Krishna.
同样的道理，我们越聆听有关 Krishna 的一切，我们越能够看到这个世界上所有的一切都跟至尊人是怎么样的连接在一起。
This is real renunciation.
这是真正的弃绝。
This far superior form of renunciation.
这比这个一般的弃绝要高级多了。
Instead of thinking, "Oh, I should give up," I should give up.
啊，我们不应该想的是啊，我应该放下，放下，
We should be thinking, No, I need to hear more about Krishna.
我们应该想的是，我现在要需要多聆听有关 Krishna.
This is real renunciation.
这是真正的弃绝。
Therefore, we say, "Are you a Hariti Vaipong Sam Udyanasta Chiradasam?" Sun is rising and setting is decreasing everyone's life.
所以呢，这就是经典里说的，太阳的升起和落下，一直不断的在减损人们的寿命。
Except for those who utilize the time for hearing about Krishna.
只有那些个善用时间聆听有关 Krishna 一切的人，才不受这种时间的影响。
This is the important nourishment for life.
这个是我们生命当中的最重要的滋养。
And will give one the best preparation for one's next life.
啊，这个是我们如何准备我们的下一世，这是最好的准备。
This is what Narada is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj.
这是 Narada 告诉 Yudhishthira 王的。
Why are you worrying?
说你要什么？为什么要着急、担心
？You think you can do something to help your uncle and your aunt?
你认为你能够为你的伯父伯母做什么事吗
？They're all in Krishna's hands.
他们都在 Krishna 的手中。
Best thing we can do is be Krishna conscious.
啊，我们最能够做的最好的事情就是培养 Krishna 意识。
It's the best service we can render to everyone.
这个是就是我们能够把这个 Krishna 的一切传播给其他人，是我们能够为他人做的最好的服务。
Really want to render service to family.
嗯，那么如果我们真想要家人，真想要为家人做服务的话
，Really want to render service to friends and society.
我们真是想要为社会、为朋友做服务的话
，And the best service is to be Krishna conscious.
最好的服务就是把 Krishna 意识给他们。